Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from christministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 66. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon, I'll show you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or audio tape. Both are absolutely free. We also pay for the postage and handling. We have part 6 of the Antichrist government posing to be United States government officials who like to blow up buildings, and also they like to shoot little children at Waco and starve people to death and all the different things that they do. This is not the United States government. This is Vatican Roman Catholic cult Roman law, which screams to hell with the U.S. Constitution. I'm for the U.S. Constitution. I'm for the freedom of speech. I'm for the freedom of religion. Even though I preach against religion, I believe that they should be able to have the freedom to do that, and we should not burn people at the stakes, but that we should preach the gospel to them, which is able to save a person's soul, the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
And then we have one letter. We have many more, but this is a real long piece of literature that the Lord has given me about the Roman Catholic Antichrist government agents in our presence here that claim to be U.S. government agents. They're not. I tell you, they're not. Just the United States government was built on the Bible. And these people, they hate the Bible. They're trying to get rid of God's word. Eventually, they'll pull me off the air. I'm sure they did it once before. We were on television for 10 years. But if we go off the air, I've done thousands of tapes. Everybody seems to believe that they're eye-openers. And you can have them free of charge. Just write in if we no longer appear on your station. If you want to hear the truth, just tune in. Amen. Right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to bless part 6 of this message. Father, we pray that you'll open the ears, the spiritual ears and eyes of everyone, even the Christians, Lord, that are shallow. They need this new depth in you to know you more and more. And they need to know who the enemy is of their souls and of the people in this world. And Lord, I'll do that until you allow something to happen, to take off the air or whatever. And also, Lord, we ask that the people in the world, the worldly people, the carnal people, that you'll open their spiritual ears and eyes and let your word shoot into their dark minds, into their dark hearts, until they light up, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Lord, we ask that you do this and that you anoint in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Right, go ahead.
It's from the Democratic Republic of Congo in Africa. Dear Pastor, Minister of God, may the living God of righteousness and peace, of consolation and hope, bless you infinitely, as well as all those who are working in the Lord's field, which is to bring and propagate the good news throughout the whole universe. We thank you very much for your circular note with your signature that came with 6 pieces of gospel literature and 11 different world newsletters. Your publications impressed the people of the province of the Lower Congo very much. We had to reproduce the literature on a photocopier. We have given them out in the 3 big prisons, in the popular markets, the hospitals, and in quite a few of the churches in the province. Many people are now calling themselves Christians after reading them, seriously under the leading of the Holy Spirit in your literature.
Make sure to send this person bulk amount of literature to them and whatever amount of Bibles they ask for, because I know this person is really of the Lord. They're winning souls. Amen.
Amen.
God is using you people out there, some of you. If you'll just surrender your life to him, he can use you the same way too, and he'll bless you. You know, there's no unemployment in the body of Christ. Then what else?
Many are coming to be converted and have given their lives to Christ. They are becoming true born-again Christians. To him be all the glory.
Amen.
We are happy to learn that your gospel literature is winning thousands of souls to the Lord throughout the whole world. For gospel literature is one of the simplest means, but the most effective for the world. Having considered this situation before the Lord, we are in agreement by the grace of God to become an integral part of the compassionate team of soul winners for the Lord. We are altogether ready to follow the direction of the Holy Spirit to participate in this last great crusade for human souls by helping distribute your gospel literature.
God bless you, brother. Praise the Lord. Is it a brother?
Brother Elvis.
Elvis?
Elvis.
Well, praise the Lord. I was a very good friend of Elvis Presley, and he used to tithe to our work, and we did clothes for his group and his organization. Okay, now let's get on with part six of the Roman Catholic Antichrist government agents in our country claiming to be United States agents. Okay, go ahead.
This is the continuation of Pastor Lama's message. This is part six. Many have been resurrected with Christ into the new heavenly divine realm of God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1.
You could hear that from that newsletter, amen?
Amen.
Thousands upon thousands, even millions, are being saved through this literature. So you Christians out there, if you'd like to have literature distributed, we give it to you free of charge, and you'll be a soul winner. It's your hands delivering it to them, and we all get the same reward because we're all one body. Amen?
Amen.
We're not divided. All one body we. Amen?
Amen.
Christ is not divided. All one body we. Okay, onward, Christian soldiers. Amen. Come
Amen.
On, let's all gather together and distribute this literature and get these souls saved before it's everlastingly too late. All right, let's continue on.
They have become regenerated, born of water and of the Spirit, John chapter 3, verse 5. They are now sons of God, members of the body of Christ, and they have become new creatures in Him. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
Right. Everything is new. The things that you loved to do before, you won't love anymore. Some people will say, but I keep getting tempted. Well, that doesn't mean that you're not going to be tempted, but you have the power of God in you, so where you can easily just draw back and say, I'm not going to sin. Before we get saved, when we get drawn away, well, we go ahead and sin. But the power of God in us, when some kind of a thing happens, we don't have to sin. All you got to do is just turn away from it, and that's it. Amen?
Amen.
Or just start reading the Bible. Or you don't have to sin, because we are the Lord's people. But if we are drawn away of our own lusts, as the Bible says, then we start living the life of sin, then God turns us over to reprobate minds, and then we don't have the power of God in us any longer to be able to not sin, to be able to turn away from sin. Some people just can't stop sinning. It's because they don't value the power of God. The Spirit of God is His power. He said, not by power of might, but by my Spirit you'll have the power to not sin. And it's so easy to just turn away from it. Amen?
Amen.
Because the world is just full of millions of different, you know, you think 31 flavors is something. The world has got millions of flavors of all different kinds of diversions and things. And an attempt to tempt you, but I mean, all you got to do is just fill your mind with the Word of God, fill your mind with Christ, and you have the power. There's nobody that God will not give the power to if you really are a person of the Lord that does want to enter heaven. Now, if you don't want to enter heaven, then you're not going to take the effort to power-pack yourself with the Spirit of God, the Word of God in your mind. You have to have a direct, when you put that Word into your mind, it has to go down to your heart. So a lot of people say it goes from your ear to your mind. But it does go from your ear to your mind down into your heart. And if it's in your heart and in your mind, you cannot sin. It's impossible. Because he that sinneth is of the devil. But we need the Word of God to reprove us that this is the way that we're able to keep the power in us, is to keep reading. And the most important thing is prayer. Even this Conrad Hilton stated that the most important thing that his mother said, if he wanted to be successful in business, is prayer is the most important thing. And then after that, hard work. So if you're working hard and you pray and you're full of the Spirit of the Lord and you're reading the Word of God and you're working hard, you don't have any time to be tempted. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus worked hard. He worked all day long, and so did the apostles right up into the evening. If you sit around idle and you just start lusting or thinking about things that are contrary to the Word of God, God sees it immediately and you're condemned, and your conscience is so condemned that you can't even have any peace during the day, and you're always miserable, and you're always angry, and you're always full of hatred. And that's because you know that the Lord is not honoring that. But all you need to do is to turn away from that and just put on the whole mind of Christ, fill your mind with the Bible, and then let the Bible go down into your heart. It drops from your mind to your heart. Amen?
Amen.
To your spirit, that is, your soul. And then you're powerful. Amen?
Amen.
And the things of this world, the things that you used to love, you now hate. And the things that you hated before, such as, I don't want to hear the Word of God, I don't like the Word of God, and all this, those things you now love because they have the power of God in you. I hated being weak. I hated being drawn away. I really did. And I wanted to know, isn't there any power in this world? And then when the Lord came into my body with His Spirit, with His Father, I knew that I had the power to not sin any longer. And I knew I had the power to do whatever the Lord wanted me to do. And it's just amazing what the Lord will do with you if you let Him, if you'll just let Him. You can be the most powerful person. There isn't anything that's worth anything else in this world than to do what the Lord wants you to do, because there's no profit on the earth in anything else that there is on earth. There's no profit. I see people that are movie stars that went broke, but God never lets us go broke. He never lets us want for food or anything like that. As a matter of fact, you know, just quite the contrary. I had a little bit too much mashed potatoes and gravy tonight. I didn't have any of the turkey, but I loaded up on that real good mashed potatoes and gravy. You know, some people have come into this church and they've gained over 100 pounds, so if you want to lose weight, you better go to another church. Okay? We'll fatten you up over here. Okay, keep going.
The faithful, regenerated souls are sitting together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. They were born again into the kingdom of God by the thousands of millions without number. However, the shocking truth is that very few of them shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Some willingly fall away into unregeneration. They walk no more with Christ, John chapter 6, verse 66. Christ will blot their names out of the Lamb's book of life and spew them out of His mouth, Revelation chapter 3, verse 16.
Right there it says He'll blot you out. If He can blot you out of the Lamb's book of life, your name must have been there in the first place. Amen?
Amen.
So that again shows you once saved, always saved is a false doctrine. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, keep going.
Jesus said, "Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Matthew chapter 7, verse 14. Many Catholic people in which the Spirit of God has begun to work have knelt before the living God, repented of their sins, and asked Jesus to come into their hearts. They were gloriously and miraculously saved, born again of water and of Spirit, then filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. John chapter 3, verse 3 and 5. What did the devil, who lives in many professing Protestants, do to them? He sent them back to the Catholic cult. One large denominational church after another, as well as the Mr. Biggs, which are most of the TV evangelists, are the ones who did this and continue to do this. This is one of Satan's secret demonic tricks. Many have watched this. These people do this because they do not want to make any waves. They don't want any persecution from the Roman cult. They don't want the Roman cult, powered by Satan, coming after them. They are exactly like the unworthy ones mentioned in Numbers chapter 13, those witnesses who were told to spy out the land and tell Moses about the good land which the Lord their God had given them. Even after God destroyed Egypt, its firstborn, and its entire army, and even after God opened the Red Sea for all Israel to walk through upon dry ground, they did not remember the powerful might of God, or all His signs and wonders, which they had so recently seen and experienced in Egypt.
Not only did the Lord open up the Red Sea and let the children of Israel go through, but He also, they were being pursued by the army of Egypt. And then when they made it across, the Israelites made it across onto dry land through the Red Sea, and these pursuers were coming through the whole army of Egypt. God covered them up with water and drowned them all. So God will make it look as though we're going to maybe be destroyed. That's happened many times in the ministry, because just before God is going to bless us, just before God was going to bless these children of Israel by getting them out of Egypt, and it looked like they were really going to be murdered, killed, destroyed, and it happened many times on their trip. But just as they thought that, here the entire Egyptian army was destroyed right before their very eyes. Amen?
Amen.
They say, "Where is our enemy?" We don't have one any longer because God will take care of all your enemies if you trust the Lord right to the very last second. Amen?
Amen.
As a matter of fact, the very last nanosecond. Okay, then what?
But they believed in their hearts that God was not capable to overthrow the giants.
Yeah, he drove them out later by a bunch of hornets, a little tiny insect. That's how big and bad these giants were. Okay, then what?
After Israel disbelieved God's abilities, God drove the giants out with tiny insects, hornets. Those who fear Satan and those who disbelieve God shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. When God be for us, who can be against us? Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Those who send people back to the Roman cult, including those false Protestant leaders which have joined themselves with Satan, are saying that Satan, the dragon, is more powerful than God, who destroyed the works of Satan, the great red dragon.
These people that were saying they were Protestant for years now come out of the closet and say they are Catholic, like Jan and Paul Crouch, Robert Schuller. They have big honorary conventions over there and meetings to honor the Pope. The same thing with this real heretic, Jack Van Impe. And just stay away from those characters like that. And get into your Bible. Amen?
Amen.
Read the Bible. Then what else?
Those who send people back to the Roman cult, including those false Protestant leaders which have joined themselves with Satan, are saying that Satan, the dragon, is more powerful than God, who destroyed the works of Satan, the great red dragon, in the body of Jesus around 2,000 years ago. Revelation chapter 12, verse 3.
Now, the way they say that Satan is more powerful than God is because they're afraid of the persecution of these false religious organizations that have joined themselves to Roman Catholic cult. And they start taking on the same doctrine. Right there is where they say that Satan is more powerful than God, because they're taking on a doctrine that is not the Lord's doctrine. It's satanic. And you see them just wanting to destroy Christians. They join up with every demonic type person, secular and religious. Okay, go ahead.
Christ destroyed sin in the flesh by his Spirit living in us. He also destroyed Satan, death, hell, and the grave for all those who walk in the Spirit. That is, for all those who walk in the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. When the Spirit of God in Christ lives and works in us, then that same Spirit which was in Christ, the Son of Man, mortifies or kills the sin that once dwelt in our flesh. It is the Spirit of God in Christ which does it. Without Christ, we can do nothing. John chapter 15, verse 5.
No, we can't do any godly work without the power of God in us. The only one that can do a work of God is God himself, living in and through us. If God, Christ, with his Father by the Spirit, is not living in you, then there's no godly work that can be done through you. You may say at the judgment bar of God, Lord, have we not done great and mighty things in your name? Yes, you have, but it wasn't me, Christ, with my Father by the Spirit in you, and therefore you're condemned. I never knew you. That's what the Lord will say. And you'll depart out into outer darkness, you wicked. Okay, then what?
So now we are more than able to walk according to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, rather than the law of sin and death in the flesh. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. In other words, without the Spirit of Christ in you, you're not a Christian, a member of Christ's body. Compromising. The devil makes the wicked believe they can compromise God's word. They want to believe him because they believe this will immunize them from persecution. They obey Satan, forgetting that they shall soon stand at judgment before God.
Yeah, forgetting that God is looking right down into their soul and seeing the things that you're premeditating in your mind and seeing what a coward you are. You're more afraid of these, quote, supposed to be giants that little insects can destroy. More afraid of them than you are the Lord. The whole duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments. And you fear man. You disgusting creature. Disgusting to the Lord, and to me also. You know, you gain boldness if you see how the Lord works in your life. Let him in. Now, he's knocking on the door of your heart all the time. There's no knob on the outside of the door of your heart. There's only a knob inside, and you have to open the door, amen, to let the Lord come in. Because he can't get in there unless you open the door. He won't go into you. Amen?
Amen.
There's no handle or doorknob outside your heart for the Lord to open. You have to, he says, open. He says, I'm knocking at the door of your heart. Amen?
Amen.
And he wants you to open because the knob is on the inside and you know where the handle is. Amen?
Amen.
And he said, so if you want me to come in, then open up. And then if you do, then I'll come into you and I'll dwell with you. Amen?
Amen.
And I'll wash all your filthy, rotten sins away in the precious blood that I've shed for you. And I'll give you power and dominion over your flesh, your mind, your heart, your soul, your entire being. And I'll make you a powerhouse in this world for me. Because I want to come in with my Father now. Open the door right now. Put your hand on the handle and open it and let me come in. All right? And I'll wash you and cleanse you and make you whole. And he says, I'm no respecter of persons. If you'll open the door, I'll come in. All right, then what?
Those who follow Satan will spend eternity with him in the lake of fire. How utterly foolish. Verily, they are deceived. The only way we hurt the devil is to resist him. Resist the devil and he will flee from us. James chapter 4, verse 7.
And you're not going to resist him unless you have the Lord Jesus Christ with his Father by the Spirit in you. And don't worry, if he's inside the house, it doesn't make any difference how many wolves are howling at the door. The Lord is with you, and I shall not fear what man can do unto me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want for anything, because he provides everything for us. Salvation, healing, prosperity, and he defends us, and he gives us the power to resist sin, to resist sin, Satan in the world, in our own flesh. That's what it means, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want for anything. Because he's the one that leads me to the real good green pastures. Amen?
Amen.
He's the one that spreads the table before my enemies. I can eat sumptuously all those mashed potatoes I was telling you about. And anything that I want to eat that is lawful for me to eat. And I just don't want for anything. Because the Lord is my guide, my shepherd. Amen. And he'll do the same for you. He's no respecter of persons if you'll do what he says. He'll just give you everything. Eternal life, the Holy Spirit. He'll give you life, immortality. He'll give you everything in the whole universe is yours with him. But you got to open the door and let him in. Amen.
Amen.
Open. Grab the knob now and open up and let him come in. All right? It won't hurt. You'll love it. Then what else?
We resist him with the word of God. If we don't resist Satan with the word of God, we commit sin.
Okay, the word of God is God, so what you're doing is resisting him with God. God helps you resist Satan. Then what?
This becomes death to us, because disobedience to God is not only a sin, it is the same as the sin of witchcraft. And no witch shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Exodus chapter 22, verse 18. Romans chapter 6, verse 21 states, for the end of those things is death. Verses 22 through 23 encourage the saints of God by saying, now being made free from sin, and having become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
We can't do what the Lord says and yet do what the devil says. We can't think the Lord and also part-time think of the devil. You have to choose who you're going to serve, and once you make the choice, then go whole hog. If you want to serve the devil, the Lord tells you, go ahead and do it. But you don't have any eternal life. I'm not going to share your body, which is supposed to be my temple, with unclean thoughts and evil doings. Now either think only me and serve only me and keep your mind clean and everything else, your soul and your spirit, or else get yourself filthy and dirty and get out of the church. All right, that's the way it is. But don't be claiming that you're a Christian and then be doing the things that Satan does, because I will not dwell in a body like that. I will not let you be my temple. And the Bible tells us that he is our temple. We must be in him, and he must be in us. It's a mutual situation. Amen?
Amen.
He's the temple. He's our body. We're part of the body of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, if we're part of his body, then we're in him. Amen?
Amen.
And so he must live in us in order for us to be a member of his body. That's just as simple as can be. Okay, then what?
But the ungodly false prophets, these ungodly wicked ones, send people back into fallen denominational church organizations that have united themselves with the one-world Vatican-controlled political and sinful cult in Rome. The stronger the servant of God, the stronger will be his stand against sin, Satan, the world, death, hell, and the grave. Worshipping God is the same as keeping all of his commandments, which includes communication with him, communion. But the others, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 13, verse 4, serve or worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?
I see our time is up right now. God bless you and praise the Lord. And hey, get right with the Lord right away. Ask the Lord to enter into your heart. Ask him to wash all your filthy sins away. Ask him by the Spirit. Jesus, come into my heart with the Father by the Spirit and wash all my filthy sins away. Enter into me and give me the strength that will make me more than a conqueror in you. And Lord, I will read your word and I will keep your word. But I know that you won't turn me away because your word says that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and that means me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. Just praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program number 66.
Go to alamuministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamuministries.com, or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948. Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
We're going to continue this broadcast tomorrow, so make sure you tune in. This was part 6 of the Antichrist government agents are in the United States now posing as United States federal agents. And they're not, according to the things that you see. All the gospel is being destroyed. People that are preach the gospel are being destroyed, thrown in prison on false charges. So make sure you tune in. And until then, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.